As June arrived, so did their time to leave the Alps. They boarded the train bound for Sicily, and Q was more in love now than ever before. They finally arrived in Naples just as the sun was rising above the horizon, and even though they'd only gotten a few hours of sleep, they were more than ready to play tourist once again. Hilda had disappeared behind the retractable changing screen to put on one of the summer dresses she'd bought for the trip. When she didn't come out again, Q asked anxiously, "Are you ready to explore the city?" "Almost," she answered, and Q continued to gather their things. The train had already slowed to a crawl as it moved through the outskirts of the city, passing historic ruins of times gone by. But as Hilda stepped out from behind the screen, he all but dropped the things in his hands, whistling low and long as he stared at her. She looked stunning in her lightweight dress in an A-line cut with flared skirts, puffed sleeves, and a gathered bodice that rested just below her bust line. The bright colors flattered her and brought out the glimmer in her blue eyes. He ran his fingers down the patterned fabric of the dress that was perfect for a warm summer day. "Hilda, you are gorgeous. By far the most beautiful woman in all of Italy. No, in all of Europe." Hilda blushed and giggled. "Thank you." "I shall have to beat the men off with a stick," Q murmured as they exited the train. They'd stay in the port city a few days until they'd secured a ferry to Palermo on the island of Sicily. Naples was a mixture of history, some of it dating back over several thousand years. Castles, churches, and testaments to the great Roman Empire, and in the distance, the imposing silhouette of Mount Vesuvius towered like a silent guardian. "Can you see it?" Hilda asked him as they explored the center of the city. "See what?" he asked, letting his gaze wander around. "What it must have been like to live during the time of the Romans. I can almost hear the chariots coming down the street." She inhaled deeply. Q grinned and imitated her, smelling the scent of oranges and jasmine strong in the air. "And I can smell rotten fish, human waste, and the remains of victims of the plague." "You're so unromantic," she sputtered. "You're right. I'm sorry," he answered and gathered her in his arms. "Wouldn't it be nice to actually experience how life was back then?" Hilda asked. Q thought for a moment and frowned. "I should invent a time machine so you can go back and become a Roman lady." He laughed at the hopeful gleam in her eyes. Tweaking her nose, he chuckled, "I'm not sure that's even possible, so allow your fertile imagination to run wild." Hilda giggled, "My imagination will work just fine. Besides, I'm not at all sure you'd look good in a tunic." He raised a brow at her and then shook his head. "I'm sure I would not enjoy being dressed like that. My knees are knobby."